Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And many of our listeners, I guess, have seen the news that Forbo has purchased Bonar. And so we were very lucky to get with us this morning Denny Dara, who's general manager of North America and Asia for Forbo. How are you doing today, Denny?
Good. How are you today, Kemp?
I'm good. Thanks for agreeing to be with us and talking to our listeners. So,
my pleasure.
So it's big news. You know, Forbo acquires Bonar. I mean, and this is global news. Why don't you do me a favor and you know, most everybody knows Forbo focuses in North America and this country with linoleum products, but why don't you give us a quick overview of Forbo?
Well, be glad to. Forbo is the third largest resilient manufacturer in the world, but we tend to approach markets on a very localized and try to be more personable level. When you look at it, our roots go back to a Western European base. We are publicly traded on the Swiss Stock Exchange. And we have a strong, as I said, Western European base. And from that, we've branched out. And we want to be very much a value-added player in the marketplaces, so we don't bring a lot of redundancy. And we look for unique products and unique solutions to bring to the consumer or to the end user. In this case, in our marketplace here, Marmolium provides a tremendous opportunity for us to explain what the product, and we lead with that. Certainly, we bring the entire commercial resilient package we offer in behind us, but that is certainly what we lead with here.
So since linoleum is where you can be different, that's really where your focus is in this country.
That's where we bring value to the market, and we're about bringing value and differentiated value to the market. There are very good, we have a very good PVC, commercial PVC line, but there are also very good PVC manufacturers here also.
Okay. So that's Forbo. Tell us a little bit about, you know, I know you're maybe relatively new to Bonar, but tell me what you know about Bonar.
Well, as we look at it, they have some very unique products and some very good technologies. They've made some good investments, have well-run factories, very much in line with what we do. And so what we looked at is, in our overall strategy, we're a little different than a lot of people in that we have a little narrower focus. We want to be the best in commercial resilient flooring. That's first and foremost our global strategy. Now, people may ask, how does Bonar play into that? And it very much has numerous synergistic products that come in. I mean, probably the most obvious product is Flotex. Now, some people, that's a bit of a crossover product. Some people look at it as a soft surface product. We prefer to look at it as a flocked, resilient sheet vinyl. So that's basically the way that we are positioning it. That's the way that we look at it. And that's where the synergy comes to us, where we can now go to our end user base and say, look, we can cover even more and expand our footprint within the existing applications that we're doing, strengthening that commercial position.
So you haven't had a flocked vinyl line prior to this?
No, we have not.
Okay.
So this is an addition. That would sort of be the first and lead brand. They also have tremendous matting entry systems that are certainly suitable to work with most any product. And we've only had what I would term regional solutions in those areas. Certain markets had developed solutions, but this would give us a strength of solution to take throughout, certainly our initial strength in Western Europe, and then look to where that expands beyond after that.
You know, I noticed that Bonar also has a line of commercial carpet tiles. You know, as you look at, well, first let me ask you this. As you look at, as we think about North America, because that's where our focus is,
yes.
What will this acquisition really mean to us here in this country?
I don't want to remove any drama, but I think in the beginning, very little to nothing right now in terms of it. This was really done to augment that core strategy in Western Europe, particularly the UK market, German market, the French market, and then to expand in our strong positions in the other markets. We're going to then branch out and, you know, ask the question, what's the best way to service the customer? And both in my responsibilities in Asia and my responsibilities in North America, you know, those will come under review at some point in the future. But we've got a lot of work to do first in the integration and making the strategy work in its core market under the primary focus. I mean, that's one of the good things about Forbo is we are good process people in terms of, okay, what's our priority? Let's get that done well, and then move on to the next. So that kind of, you know, for North America, as I said, it removes a little bit of the drama, but I don't see any substantive changes in the short term.
Do you think in the long term you might even consider bringing modular tile into this country?
Well, you never say never,
right.
But it would be highly unlikely. There are very good carpet tile manufacturers here. It really comes down to how we evolve with the technology. One of the big things that Forbo brings to Bonar is really an international knowledge of how to design global collections from a style point of view, from design, color, pattern point of view. Certainly one of our biggest strengths in certainly understanding that in the commercial marketplace. They certainly have the capability, technology, and it's really sort of marrying those and seeing what opportunities could develop from there. I would tend to say also when you look at the rapid development of the markets, Asia might be a focus before North America, certainly in that area.
If you take Forbo's revenue, their total sales in a year,
yep.
and you add Bonar's, does this get you close to $1 billion in annual sales?
I think from the press releases, yes. You put those two together, yes, it's very close.
Okay. So that makes you, one of the top 10, I guess, in the world in the flooring business, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay.
And that's part, again, of the overall strategy, but it was a matter of finding the right fit. And what's nice about Bonar is there's not a lot of redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
This was done for synergy, not elimination of capacity or redundancy. The success of the acquisition becomes much simpler from that point of view. Then.
And you guys, I mean, Forbo's strength is really kind of on the design side, so you'll bring that element over to the Bonar folks.
Yeah, that's what we look at as, you know, that's where I said where there's good synergy. They have very good technology, very good capability, and hopefully with our strength on the design and style side, we can hope internationalize the collections. This would be my way of describing it, where we can come up with efficient, well-packaged collections suitable for markets around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And whether there's existing partnerships that benefit from that or it goes through the Forbo organization, that would all remain to be seen.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to talk to you about, you know, since you are publicly traded, last year you guys, your profit was up 80.9%. That's a tremendous profit number, and that was in 2007. What do you attribute that tremendous earnings statistic to?
Well, it would be, I think it's a couple things. As I mentioned, we have a strong focus on process and the ability to execute better. I mean, we went through a rough period in the early part of this decade. There's no question about that. But in the renewal, and the team that came into place, we were able to get a structure and an organization to our processes that made us much better at what we do. At the same time, I think the other key leverage for our business, particularly on the flooring, has been our leadership in the sustainability issues and understanding how sustainability fits in the business, building it in as a core principle of what we do, knowing that product also has to have a value proposition outside of the sustainability argument. I mean, in many ways, I say sustainability opens doors to start the discussion, but it's the performance of the product in the end that matters and the value it brings to the end user. And what it's done is opened a lot of doors for us to tell that story around the globe. That's as true in North America as it is in Asia. The other thing to realize, I should add, I don't mean to run on,
yeah,
is that there are also two other divisions to Forbo. There is a movement systems business that focuses on belting, and there is a bonding division on the commercial industrial adhesives. And in those two businesses, they also performed exceptionally well.
Now, you don't bring those two businesses into North America, do you?
The businesses run very independent of each other, but we have very large operations for both in North America. Our movement systems business is headquartered in Huntersville, North Carolina. The bonding systems business is headquartered in the Raleigh-Durham area and have numerous manufacturing facilities and in the movement systems is what they call confectioning facilities throughout North America.
Okay. And is that under the Forbo name?
That is all under the Forbo name at this point.
All right. And when we talk in flooring in Forbo in North America, tell me about your locations here in the country.
Well, we have our North American headquarters are in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, which is the eastern part of Pennsylvania. We also have a very sizable distribution center there, as well as training school. We also have sizable distribution centers in Dallas, and as well as a training school, and in the Reno area, as well as a training school. And we employ over 150 people, many of which are built into our sales organization.
Okay. Well, again, Denny, I appreciate you getting on the phone with us and explaining some of this to us, because I know it's big news from an international standpoint and big news to the flooring industry.
Yes, it is.
So,
and we are very excited for the opportunities that we believe this is going to bring us.
Well, congratulations, and continue to expand and also doing it profitably. So we've been talking to Denny Dara. He's general manager of North America and Asia for Forbo. And this is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.